It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Well, hey there. Good Thursday. It's not Thursday. It's Tuesday. Jesus, good God.
What? Yeah, we didn't get to the first sentence. Already failing.
Let's just call it. Let's just, you know, time of death, 10:01. Yep. Anyway, happy Tuesday.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. It's Brock and Hunter, the Plan B After Show podcast, already off to a fantastic start. It's just going to get better from here, folks.
You know, I'm going to say, dude, you look a little drained. You look a little zombie-like. Your skin's getting a little pale. It must be from the stress of this call.
Oh, my God.
From the Saints game. It must have been bothering you so much that your body is physically changing.
No, not for me, because I don't care about the Saints or the Rams. However,
I like the Saints.
This is a really starting to build momentum. Now, if you wonder what we're talking about, it is the blown call heard around the world.
You want me to read the report that came in this morning?
Well, it's probably the same as I got, is where this is now heading.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Long shot lawsuit seeking a possible do-over for the NFC Championship game that has been moved from state court in Louisiana to federal court.
That's right. So it's gone in state court. Someone filed a lawsuit.
Two fans
did. And now it's taken the next step from state court to federal court.
Yeah.
And that's pretty crazy when you think about it. Mm-hmm. State court have been like, sorry, I mean, we get it, you're upset, but this is not a federal matter.
I'm not 100% on this, but yeah. I know the Rams did something where they agreed with the Saints. Like the people speaking for the Rams are like, yeah, we'll sign it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, bring it on. So it's not like the Rams are like, but
no, it's ours. It's ours.
Yeah. You know, so they're not really denying anything that the Saints fans are doing.
So here's the question, though. The Super Bowl is this coming Sunday, all right? We are 5 days away.
Yeah.
Would they even be able to play it before then?
Yeah, they could pull it off. They could pull it off. But no, because you know why? No, they couldn't. It's too close to the Super Bowl. You have T-shirts printed, hats printed.
Yeah.
You have all this, you know, they're getting prepped. The stadium's prepped for the Super Bowl with the Rams, you know, being in it. Yeah, it's too... You would have had to done it the next day.
So at this point, this is basically more of a statement that these people are trying to make. Now, I don't ever see the NFL doing something like this. It is in the rule books. Mm-hmm. It says that the NFL commissioner can overturn and replay games. If it's a controversial call or play, he himself, Roger Goodell.
I think when they wrote that rule, they didn't wrote that rule. God, man, this sucks.
We are doing so good today.
When that rule was written.
There you go. Atta kid.
I don't think they specified enough on that rule. So basically what the rule is yes, Roger Goodell can have a game replayed.
Yeah.
At any given point during that game, they can start at that point and replay it. Or replay the whole game. It's up to him.
Yep.
But what they didn't put in the clause was it's for, like, natural disasters. It's for, like, you know, say 9/11, 2001.
Yeah.
You're playing a football game. Something like that happens. Yeah, you're going to want to cancel the game, probably. Stuff that's, like, really significantly important. World wars.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
So it wasn't just for blown calls?
Because
from what I read,
it wasn't made for blown calls. Yeah. People are trying to pull it into blown calls.
Yeah.
From what I'm getting from the NFL commissioner and the people speaking for him is... people are mistaking what it was written for.
Okay, gotcha. So if the roof caved in at the
we'd have to play it the next day.
Play it the next day.
Yeah,
redo
stuff
it.
Like that you just can't really control. It's not made for referees and blown referee calls.
Yeah. Now, with that not being in the clause, there may be something here where they have to rewrite it. Even if it was in there, whether it was for blown calls or anything like that, I don't ever see the one... It should be fixed in-game. You know what I mean? Like, that should have been taken care of in-game. And I think they maybe should have a clause where the head ref can say, look, we all saw. That was a blown call. We are going to reset the clock at this point.
It's the question of how late can a flag come out.
Yeah.
So that's what they're discussing now. Because what happened during the game, no flag came out, obviously.
Unbelievable,
they briefly discussed it. And then moved on.
Yep.
So the question is, you get all five guys together in a crucial part. This is talking from now on.
Yeah.
All right, so you get all five guys together in a crucial call like that, that probably three of the guys saw that wasn't, you know, it wasn't, you know, a catchable. Oh no, wait, it was a pass interference.
Yes, it was a pass interference. Yep.
So you get five guys together, you discuss it, you throw the flag. 2 minutes later,
yep.
Who cares?
Yeah,
it's a big deal to people. They're like, oh, it's a late flag.
Yeah.
Dude, as long as you're getting it right, who cares when the flag comes out?
Here's what kills me, too, is this is not the first time. You know, all joking aside that we give Benny a lot of crap, he posted the pass interference that took place when the Lions played the Cowboys.
Right.
And that was a blatant pass interference.
Yeah.
Now, would the Lions have won that game? We don't know. It's hard to say. Would the Saints won this game if that call? We don't know. You can't say.
People's argument on that was the Detroit game wasn't a championship game.
Yeah,
put him to the Super Bowl.
That's true. And that is a difference. But I because are we going to make these kind of calls in the first game of the season? Mm-hmm. You know, are we going to make these calls midway through? When would it be allowed? Maybe where a coach can say each game a coach gets one flag that he can throw down to challenge maybe a missed call.
Yeah.
Big, you got to review that. Look at this play right here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if they have cameras on every single person. It's one of those things like, okay, where do we draw the line? Where does it become too much interference in the game itself?
So here's another thing that they're getting worried about. And an analyst brought this up the other day. It was actually a pretty great point.
Yeah.
We don't want to slow the game down. We don't want to have, you know, pass interference calls reviewable because it's going to slow the game down. Here's the problem with that, though.
Mm-hmm.
As a viewer watching it at my house, I can tell you before the commercial break if that was pass interference or not, just by the angles they give me before the commercial break,
yep.
before the ref goes under the hood.
Oh, dude, we see it a thousand times.
That's always under 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that the ref can't make that decision in under 3 minutes.
And one like that. And here's the thing is I think we need to limit it.
It's not
going to
slow the game down.
I don't think so either. And I think we obviously you don't want to be like every. No, I think just like they get what, two challenges or three?
You get three, I think.
You get three challenges. Either way, give them one. Say, okay, you can use one challenge to challenge either a missed call or something you saw. So like in that, the coach could have said, boom, here we go. I want to challenge that. That was not called. You need to review that play right there. Give them one.
Yeah, I like that. There is a problem with it, though. Because if it's in effect, say it's in effect during that championship game.
Yep.
Saints throw that flag in the second quarter. At a call that they really knew that was pass interference.
Yep.
And then it comes down to that play that everybody's talking about. You don't have your flag.
You don't have your flag.
And that's really the most important one you should be
reviewing.
Then
maybe we review it only in 5 minutes or less in the ballgame.
I like that.
Or in a quarter.
I like that too.
Where it's a lot of game time decisions. Or, you know, game time, crunch time. There we go. Couldn't think of it. Crunch time. You know, it's like, okay, we're on a tying drive right now.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, pass interference. Okay, it's within 5 minutes. Throw the flag. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel we could be splitting hairs all day on would this be allowed? Should this be allowed?
If I had to choose and I had to make the rule, I would just say, you know what? We have no problem with late flags.
No, I don't either.
As long as you can get it out before the snap.
But see, now there's a lot of teams that, I mean, a lot of teams that go.
That's the team. That's on them.
Yeah. But see, it's just that was such a blatant, as a fan of the game, that was such a blatant pass interference that even the defender waited to celebrate.
Did you see the interview with him afterwards? He knows.
He knows.
He admitted.
That like was a huge deal to me where I think something needs to be addressed about that. Now, I'm all for having the human aspect of the game, having refs that, you know, are maybe going to miss some stuff that will, or maybe make a call. You're like, oh, come on, you know?
They asked him right after that happened. They asked him, hey, did you think that was a pass interference? He said, absolutely.
Yeah.
He says, I saw the guy running. I left my man to go pick this guy up.
Yeah.
And he said, I just saw him put his hands up. And immediately when you put your hands up, you know the ball's coming.
And, you know, and think about this. Okay. You get a passer, maybe he's going. I mean, sometimes you do, like in basketballs, you foul the guy so he doesn't score.
Right.
and you risk the chance of maybe them missing a free throw.
Right.
So, okay, I'm going to do pass interference. Yeah, they'll get the ball there, but we got a chance to maybe reset or, mm-hmm. you know, hold them and something like that. I could see that. But, dude, it was such a blatant, I think these blatant calls. Something where, I mean, there was a video, a cell phone video from a guy up in the stands. And you could see it as clear as day. And you're telling me that ref, like, that needs to be, I think, somewhat adjusted.
Two things, or not, just one thing now. Yeah. Let's go to the refs, all right? And I got an opinion on this that might piss some people off.
Yeah.
But, okay, you're that ref.
Yep.
First off, they're saying, he's from L.A., blah, blah, blah. He's favoring L.A. Whatever that is, I'll leave it as it is.
Yep.
Whatever. So you're telling me that at that given moment, what was half a second, The ref has half a second to think, all right, was that pass interference or not?
Yep.
Do you think the ref is contemplating in his head, okay, if I don't throw the flag now, LA's going to win?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
No.
You don't have that much time to think before you throw a flag. So you can't really just solely blame it on the ref, I don't think.
No, it's not. The ref
made a judgment.
And maybe
it was the wrong judgment.
He could have looked away for a second, or maybe... He's very tough.
So here's what the ref has to just suck it up and admit it, which he might have.
Heard anything from the ref at this point. From everything I've seen, I have not heard anything from the ref.
It does suck that three of them missed it.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, too, is there are other refs on the field. And that's where I think almost maybe it needs to be in the hands of the head.
Maybe the way it looked on the field is different than it looked in the state. I mean, it's very obvious. It's very obvious.
And maybe he was just at the perfect angle where it did. I don't see how that's possible.
Are three refs really going to be on the same page and not throw the flag?
But could another ref throw the flag, or did it
absolutely
have to be that?
A ref could throw the flag, but they would have to discuss it.
Yeah.
I mean, a ref from across the field technically can throw the flag.
So there is an even big... I mean, maybe maybe we need to look at how the refs are being coached, how the refs are now approaching the game with all the new rules and everything.
I just think the late flag will fix it all.
Yeah.
I really do, man.
Allowed to throw the flag.
Don't be scared to throw a late flag.
If it's
going to save your career.
I even kind of like it. Even if another play gets fired off, be like, sorry, we're going back.
Yeah,
long as the next play doesn't finish. You know what I mean? Because lots of times they'll run a quick run play just to get the ball going. You know what I mean?
Right.
But maybe even it's like, you know what? They're at the line. The ball's already been snapped. But you know what? No, sorry. I'm thinking about it. We got to review that play.
A lot of questions, man. There's a lot of questions.
It is. It's easy for us to sit here and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But it's nuts. And the fact that now it's going to federal court and nothing's going to happen with this. The Super Bowl's not going to be postponed. They're not going to play a game on the Saturday before to decide who's going.
And you know
it's over and done with.
It's happened before.
Yeah.
Stop, guys. Yep. Just get over it. I mean, Saints, I get it. Drew's getting old.
Yep.
Who knows how much time he's got left, but damn. There's so many other things you could get done during the game to make the outcome different.
And now that's the other thing, too, is, you know, obviously, yes, one play can change the game. Mm-hmm. All right? An interception at the last second in the end zone. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's it. That play changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
But something like this where there's still time on the clock, you've had all game, did it make or break the team? I don't know. It's hard to say. Would they have scored? I don't know. If they would have got the pass interference, who knows?
Situation sucks.
You know, it
but
does.
You know what? That's football.
That is football. Yep.
You know?
Yep.
We've all had some tough times and down times during games and seasons and whatnot, and season enders that end that way.
Yep.
Hell, man, the way we ended our high school season was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, but you're taking it to court.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you just got to let it go. And you know what also pisses me off, man? It's overshadowing what we really should be talking about, the Super Bowl.
Tom Brady.
Absolutely. We're talking, you know, don't even give me any, you know, we're on a podcast. Don't give me any shit when you're sitting there talking about Aaron Rodgers for 9 months.
Greatest of all time.
You're the only one in the world.
No, everyone says that.
You must not. You don't have cable TV.
That's right.
That's why you like him so much, because you don't know anything else.
All those talk, like Skip Bayless, so smart.
Hey, Skip.
So smart.
Shannon, Max, everybody loves Green Bay. Mm-hmm. On board, bro.
No, they're not. No. They're just saying that because they're bored.
When you watch the Super Bowl, Just listen to how they listen to how they introduce Tom now.
I can't wait.
The greatest of all time.
And now with his AARP membership card.
Oh, I can't wait for Sunday.
Does Tom's walkers have footballs on the bottom, or are they tennis balls?
You know what really sucks? You know what really sucks about your situation?
I just feel bad that he's going to lose the Super Bowl.
You know what really sucks about your situation?
What's that?
He's playing until he's 45. He's got three left, bro.
Like I said, he's a great quarterback, but he's going to lose this one. He's going to lose this one.
Okay.
And he's probably not going to make it to another one. This is going to be it.
Well, you have $50 riding on it.
This is going to be it.
Yeah.
And he said he's great. Not of all time.
The greatest.
No. No.
You're the only one.
No.
The only one.
Greatest of all time.
Hey, you here to see the crowd behind me? Come over here, Brock.
Greatest of all time.
Everybody's having fun over here.
Greatest of all time, Shane Falco from The Replacements. Oh, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, that's the only person that could be Tom Brady. A fictional character.
I love it. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with this, if it changes the game, what we're going to see next season. But yeah, going to federal court, and we'll see what happens, man. We will see what happens. All right. That's going to wrap it up for this podcast. Make sure you explore more on the website, WIRX.com. I swear to God, if I get one more email on these snow delays, I am going to break my computer. Sorry. Another one. Bing! Oh, yeah. Bing! Bing! Check out the Plan B Morning Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., 107.1 on your FM dial, and we'll see you guys later.